各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华在纽约参加长跑比赛，李华今天要学两个常用语， Eat my dust 和 Sore loser。
It's a good thing you've been training for this race, Li Hua, but you're still going to eat my dust.
Eat your dust? Yuck! 吃你的土啊！这是什么意思啊？
When someone says eat my dust, they're saying to their competitors in a racing situation that they're confident they're going to win the race, leaving everyone else far behind.
赢比赛跟让别人吃土，这有什么关系啊？
Well, when you run, you kick up dust from the road. So if I run very fast and you're behind me, you'll be getting my dust in your face and eating my dust.
Oh, 我明白了。跑在前面的人呢，掀起的尘土会落在后面那个人的脸上。原来是从这儿来的。不过 Larry, 我为今天的比赛已经训练两个多月咯。也许啊，你会 eat my dust 呢。
But I've been running for years, and I've been in many races, and most of the time, the other runners end up eating my dust.
那也许你能像环法自行车大赛那个七连冠阿姆斯特朗一样，让其他人啊都 ate his dust.
Now that I think about it, Li Hua, I prefer to think of myself as the cheetah of the running world. As the fastest animal on land, all the other animals eat the cheetah's dust.
你还真自信哎。大话说出来，你可千万别落在别人后面哦。
Actually, Li Hua, I'm just joking. I'm not really the cheetah of the running world. There are so many runners in this race, I'm pretty sure I will be eating someone else's dust.
输赢啊，并不重要，重在参与嘛。
You're right, Li Hua. And since this is a race for charity, it doesn't matter if you eat my dust or I eat yours. In the end, everybody wins.
对呀，这个比赛的收益啊，全都要用来帮助无家可归的人。OK, Larry, 准备好哦。你要 eat my dust 了。